Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
The Duran Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Duran Region Basketball Association.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here and we are live in Hammerlock for the first game of week two in the ARBA season. I'm your play-by-play announcer, AJ. Along with me is Alfred, as Hammerlock gets set to keep their streak going while Mount Moon tries to get on the board. This matchup here in Hammerlock between the Mount Moon Umbreons and the Hammerlock Basketball Club is ready to go. Alfred, here we are, second game of the season. Hammerlock are trying to go back-to-back. What is your expectation for this game?
Well, you really have to expect that things are going to be dramatically different compared to that of the first game. You know, first game to try to work out their kinks, figure out what exactly is going on. Second game, going to be very different. Now they know what they can do. They know how they operate. And that, I think, is going to be the difference in this game. That's how they're going to work. For Mount Moon, you want to see, are they able to get off to a fast start and be able to work much faster than Twin Leaf did last week? Because Hammerlock has shown the ability to score in all facets of the game. You really want to see it.
Gardevoir is probably the player to watch for on Hammerlock's side, Alfred. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Gardevoir played phenomenally in the first game of the season. They're able to score both on the inside and outside. The real leader of the team when it comes to scoring points. And that's somebody that Mount Moon has to watch for in this matchup. They got to be able to stop Gardevoir to have some shot.
The starting lineups are on your screen right now, as we have for Hammerlock, Sceptile, Charizard, Gardevoir, Amptrak, Swissity, and Rhyperior. For Umbreons, we have Delphox, Magnezone, Dragazold, Colossal, and Scolipede. As we get set for the tip-off between our two teams, ball is up, and the matchup begins. Hammerlock wins the tip-off, and Sceptile bringing it up the court. Over to Amptrak, Swissity. Down a Gardevoir. Play develops. Takes a mid-range shot, and it is good. Just inside the line. That's 2 points for Gardevoir already.
Yeah, great play there. They were able to get the screen easily open. Gardevoir might have had an opportunity for a three there if they step back a bit more.
Delphox takes a mid-range shot. That is no good. Another long one, but Dragazold with the offensive rebound and able to put it back up and in.
Yeah, great play there. Great job being able to fight for that offensive rebound. We saw in week one that was the big thing that gave a team a victory, is offensive rebounds.
Sceptile cross court to Amps Toxtricity. No good on that 3-point shot, as Delphox brings it up court from the Umbreons. Mount Moon looking for their first points of the game a minute in. Goes inside. Nope. Dragazold long two. No good. Magnezone with the putback. Great job there by Mount Moon. Amptrak just with the ball to Charizard. Screen develops. Gardevoir wide open. Three. No good. Rhyperior with the rebound and puts the layup in.
You can see it already. The rebound game, offensive rebounds, are really what's making a difference in this game. Already that's made a huge impact on who's been able to score.
Inside spin move is no good. Rhyperior with the rebound on Hammerlock's side brings it up the court. Inside, Charizard, easy layup.
That was just wide open. Charizard got past the defense on that play. Had a clean line to the basket.
Mount Moon pass over to Delphox, a mid-range shot, no good. Rhyperior with the rebound. Passes to Charizard. To Gardevoir, looking for a passing lane, gets a screen inside to Rhyperior with the dunk. What a slam dunk here.
I'm very interested to see the Scolipede-Rhyperior matchup and however long it lasts.
Scolipede with the missed mid-range shot. Sceptile bringing it up the court.
Well, I was saying, I want to see the center matchup because that might be where most of the damage is dealt. A lot of points from inside the paint in that week one matchup.
Pass out to Rhyperior, mid-range shot, no good. Dragazolt with the rebound. Over to Magnezone. Magnezone inside to a streaking Delphox. No good, Scolipede offensive rebound and rims in, it's good.
See again, another situation where the offensive rebound scores the points. That's really why you want to be looking at the center. Congested right now.
Outside Gardevoir wide open, three is no good. Delphox with the rebound, Gardevoir struggling a little bit as Dracozolt goes inside, blocked by Gardevoir. Scolipede able to get that ball back and score from Mount Moon.
It's really been just a back and forth matchup between these two teams. No one's really gone out to a big lead like Hammerlock did last week.
Arzard inside to Rhyperior. To Gardevoir. From the free throw line is no good. Gardevoir has struggled so far in this game.
Yeah, Gardevoir right now, 2 points, 1-for-4 shooting. Does have the assist. Maybe it's just a bad start.
Magnezone to Dracozolt. Cross court to Delphox for the three. No good. Amtoxicity with the rebound. Sceptile to Gardevoir. Stripped by Dracozolt. Takes the ball and waits for players to go downfield. Delphox leaning mid-range. Rims out, no good. Colossal with the offensive rebound, and no good. Gets the rebound again and puts it in.
Yeah, it's bad enough when you give up one offensive rebound, but giving up two? No, that's not what you want to do.
Hammerlock calls the timeout here. Well, already this has been a more interesting and or back and forth matchup than that first matchup was last week here in Hammerlock against Twinleaf.
Yeah, absolutely. Mount Moon has done a great job, again, and I keep reiterating this, I probably don't have to, but the offensive rebound game is really where these teams are shining. Both Hammerlock and Mount Moon have been able to score their points through the offensive rebound game. When it comes to Hammerlock now, they gotta find a way of getting Gardevoir unlocked. They have tried a number of three-point attempts. Gardevoir just has not hit on any of them as of yet.
Now, when it came to last week's strategy, it was really between the three-point game by Gardevoir and the two-point game inside by a variety of players on Hammerlock's side of the thing. But they picked one side, opened that up, and then allowed the other side to dominate. Right now, it looks like it's a bunch of two-point matchups between these two teams going inside.
Yeah, it could be a strategy thing. It could be just, you know, how the plays have developed. But a lot of inside shots. They're trying to get the three-point shot open, but it just has not worked so far.
That's the big idea here. We've got to see how these two teams start developing their plays. Hammerlock going to throw it in. Sceptile wide open. No good. Gardevoir with the rebound and dunks it in. What a dunk.
Yeah, Gardevoir might be letting out a little frustration there on that play.
Inside to Delphox, no good on that short shot. Sceptile with the rebound, getting hounded there. Charizard, the Gardevoir for three, guts it in.
Yeah, great play there. The rebound game impacting everything as usual, but Gardevoir finally hits a three.
The Scolipede, no good on that mid-range shot. Gardevoir with the rebound. Inside, Sceptile. That ball is blocked out of the stadium in that play. What a block by Delphox.
The blocks have really been occurring over the past couple of games. You can see the Gardevoir block on that layup pass was beautiful. Great block there. And then just now, Delphox with the block.
Players are getting ready to throw it in. Amtoxicity going to throw it in. Over to Sceptile. Out to Rhyperior. To Charizard. To The Gardevoir for a wide open three is no good.
They've had the plays open, it just has not worked.
Draco's ult looking for a place. Scolipede guarded heavily at the 3-point line. Takes the three. No good. Sceptile with that rebound.
Yeah, you do not want to lay off on anyone. Everybody here can shoot a three if necessary.
Gardevoir with the step back. And Rhyperior with the dunk on that missed shot by Gardevoir.
Now, Rhyperior jumped as if he knew. As if they knew that that pass was going to be, that shot was going to be no good.
Golby, good pass to Magnezone for the layup. Score right now with 5:50 remaining. Hammerlock up 15-12. Yeah, a much more competitive game, Alfred, than what we were expecting.
Yeah, absolutely, AJ. This has been much more competitive.
Amtrocentricity going to take a 3-point shot. No good. It's the back of the rim. Magnezone over to Dragazolt. Dragazolt. The Delphox. Inside. Dragazolt going to post up. Takes a shot. A tough shot. No good. Sceptile. Great defense on Dragazolt as Rhyperior passes out to Gardevoir. Gardevoir double team. Gets the layup and the foul. That's a first foul by Scolipede. That'll be a potential 3-point play. Some substitutions happening now. A lot of shakeup on Mount Moon's side. We're going to see a lot of the backup players get in the game a little bit. Same thing for Hermelock. Get ready for one free throw shot here by Gardevoir with a 3-point play. Tries the underhand attack, no good. Tentacruel bringing it up the court now from Mount Moon. Inside to Pangaro. Pangaro steps back to the 3-point line. Gets a screen. Inside to Delphox. Tries the layup, but Embor for Hammerlock fouls Delphox. Delphox is now going to head to the line. Fans do not like that call one bit.
Yeah, I'm looking over the play myself. That's a clear foul. It just pushes Delphox well out of play. Easy shooting foul on that one.
Here comes the first shot for Delphox. Right now with 4:53 remaining, Hammerlock is up 17-12. That first free throw is good. Some substitutions, Gardevoir and Claydol forward positions. Switch, Claydol switches with Gardevoir and Gallade comes in for Hammerlock. Second free throw shot here. Is no good. Embor with the rebound. Palindum brings it up inside. Embor dunks it in. Slams it inside. What a play.
Yeah, it's like they forgot about Embor for some reason, which I don't know how you can. Embor's gigantic, but, you know, did they just let Embor waltz right in?
Delphox takes a long two. That is no good. And Embor gets the rebound on that one. Like it was about to go out of bounds.
Delphox has struggled 1 point in this game and one rebound, 0-7.
Claydol tries a long three, no good. Tentacruel with the rebound. Tentacruel passes to Pangoro, who came in for Mount Moon. Back out to Delphox, to Togekiss. Mount Moon looking for a lane anywhere. Pangoro to Tentacruel for three, no good. And the rebound by Zoroark for Hammerlock's side. Over to Embor. To Gallade for three. No good, hits the front of the rim, and Delphox with the rebound. Let's the play develop a little bit. Delphox going inside, now back out to Togekiss at the 3-point line. To Pangoro. hits the screen, goes inside, and what a play! Heavily guarded on that, able to somehow flick it in.
Yeah, great play on that one. Just able to, yeah, like you said, literally just toss that ball in. I think double teamed at one point in that play. There was a lot of players inside the paint.
Going inside. Short shot is good. Great play there. As Hammerlock gets an additional 2 points. Hammerlock is currently up 21-15 with just under three remaining. On to Electivire from Mount Moon to Delphox. Vangoro, who takes a three-point shot. It's no good. Houndoom for Hammerlock gets the rebound and brings it up court themselves. Over to Claydol on the inside. Steps back. Over to Houndoom. To Zorark. To Embor. 5 seconds left on the play clock. They gotta take a shot here. Spin back three. Oh, that almost went in. I thought that was about to be a sensational play, but Tentacruel gets the missed shot. Tentacruel takes the three. No good. Embor with the rebound.
All of a sudden, points have just kind of disappeared.
As Embor, what a sensational play by Embor.
Oh man, what a play there. Just going inside as the Umbreon's call a timeout. Just goes inside. He spins, he's turned away from the basket as he flicks it up over his shoulder and puts it in.
That shot by Hammerlock puts them up 23-15 with less than 2 minutes remaining in the first. The Umbreons have called a timeout. What is their game plan now that Hammerlock has sort of put a little bit of distance between the two?
Well, the big thing is Mount Moon was successful at being able to slow down Gardevoir. Now, the problem is that Gardevoir, as a result, has not taken many shots. So they almost want to, and this seems counterintuitive, it almost feels like they want to force-feed the ball to Gardevoir. Mount Moon wants to force Hammerlock's player, Gardevoir, to take more shots because they seem to have been struggling today. And if they can do that, get some lucky misses, because a little bit of this at this point has to be luck. If they can get Gardevoir and the other players to start missing more shots, that could be the difference there. Now, it's tough to say how exactly to do that, because of course, the reason why Gardevoir has missed those shots has not necessarily been because of the play calling, but some of that has been fantastic for Mount Moon.
As we get set, players come out of the timeout. Mount Moon is going to inbound the ball. And out to three for Pangoro is no good. Claydol with the rebound. Night Hammerlock already has 17 rebounds. As they try to get a play here going. Gallade going inside. Nearly loses the ball. To Embor, back out to Houndoom. To Zorark. And take Houndoom with contested three. No good, hits the front of the rim, but Gallade with the offensive rebound puts it in. What a slam dunk by Gallade. Able to sneak past and grab that rebound.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That was a big, big play for Hammerlock, who was trying to put some distance between them and Mount Moon.
Angora with the ball now, gets the screen. Going inside. And it looks like that's going to be a foul on Houndoom. That's a shooting foul there. On this play by Pangoro. Pangoro tries to get the ball out. Yeah, that's easy. Almost hits him in the face. Pangoro is going to take a couple of free throw shots here. At 1 minute, 2 seconds remaining on the nose, as Pangoro's first free throw shot is no good. No good on that shot. We'll see how the second one goes. Hammerlock up 25-15. Again, 102 in the first. Second free throw shot. No good! Vangoro misses both of them. Embor with the rebound. Passes over to Houndoom. Inside to Embor. Gets the layup. Mount Moon has not scored in the last 2.5 minutes of gameplay as we approach the end of the first quarter with less than 50 seconds remaining on the clock. Mount Moon trying to get some points before the end of the first. Pentacruel with the ball now. Back out to Delphox. Togekiss. Back to Tentacruel to Pangoro. Togekiss. Delphox. Three. No good. Delayed with the rebound for Hammerlock. They go fast. It's going to be a 2-for-1 situation. Claydol's three. No good. Pangoro with the rebound. Passes up to Tentacruel. Now they could have a 2-for-1 situation. Delphox to Togekiss. They decide not to take it. And they're just going to let the clock tick down here. 10 seconds left on the clock. They got 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Delphox takes a contested mid-range shot. No good. Delayed. Decides not to risk a shot. And that is the end of the first quarter. A 27-15 matchup that Hammerlock is on top. We'll be right back with the second quarter after this. A good game here between Mount Moon and Hammerlock here in Hammerlock's stadium. Hammerlock up 27-15 over the Mount Moon Umbreons. Now, Alfred, what exactly has happened so far that has allowed Hammerlock to get back to that dominant self that they were, like they were in the first game in particular?
Well, a lot of it has been second chance points, as that's been the big thing. Offensive rebounds have fueled both teams, and Hammerlock has taken a clear advantage of that. Full advantage of the ability to get inside and score some points in the process, because if they can get the big guy inside to get some offensive rebounds, they're able to make some plays, cause some damage from Mount Moon's side.
Delphox wide open three, puts it in with the buzzer on them too. So that's the first points Mount Moon has scored in 3.5 minutes of game time. Hammerlock bringing it up the court now. It's over to Gallade. Gets the switch they wanted. Embor gets the 3-point shot. Is no good. I think that was a three at least. Pangoro, the rebound, passes over. Electivire now for a three. No good. Embor's bringing it up the court now. Double teamed over to Houndoom. Embor. Inside to Houndoom. A good play between the two. The one-on-one connection there has succeeded for them.
And for a team, Basketball Club has 47% on their shots compared to 20-some-odd percent for Umbreon's team. The Mount Moon Umbreon's has been a big difference there.
Delphox with a tough shot, heavily guarded inside. Able to just throw that ball straight up in the air and get those points. Hammerlock on offense now. Gets the screen. Inside to Gallade. Back over. Embor with the shot. That's a shooting foul there. Embor is going to go to the line. Yeah, inside. Tried to get that play off, and it just did not work. Now Hammerlock is going to try 2 free throws.
Shooting 2.
Throw shots here for Embor, who has been, just like last week, very, very impressive, especially in the rebound games, the putback points. That's where Embor has shined in this game. First free throw is good. Substitutions being made by Mount Moon. Full team shuffle. Then on Hammerlock's side, nearly everybody with the exception of Embor, is at least shifting positions, if not switching out completely. Second shot by Embor is good. And Hammerlock is now up by 11, 31-20, with 10-20 remaining in the second quarter. Now Moon trying to look for something to do here. Togekiss with the ball. Over to Dracozolt. Inside to Togekiss. No good on the layup. I thought there was a shot there, but that was no good. Sceptile bringing it up the court. Inside, Gardevoir lays it up and in. A graceful shot by Gardevoir.
Gardevoir in this game, 11 points on 5 for 10 shooting, 2 rebounds and a block. After starting off very rough, they have decidedly put it back.
Charizard there with the strip. Brings it up court for Hammerlock now. Over to Amtoxicity for 3 and puts it in. Wide open on that play. There wasn't a player within 15, 20 feet of him.
Hey, you do not let a player get open that much, especially in the corner. Easy 3-point shot.
Agnezone with the ball now. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Scolipede. Inside. Gonna take a tough shot. No good. On that play. Hammerlock's rebounding there. Sceptile with a dunk. What a dunk there by Sceptile. Sceptile may be short, but has major hops.
Yeah, absolutely. Sceptile just jumped up. Easy play on that one.
Agnezone with the ball now. Goes inside. Gets the foul. Charizard with that shooting foul. That was an easy foul. Not sure what the fans are calling about.
Yeah, it was an easy play. Because you could tell it completely shifted their momentum. The line towards the basket, if that gets disrupted a lot, you know that's a clear foul.
With these fouls, Mount Moon has the opportunity to perhaps cut down on what has now grown into an 18-point lead. Hammerlock over Mount Moon, 38-20, 8:49 remaining. And the first free throw shot is good by Sceptile. On Hammerlock's side, Embor getting some nice rest as they head to the bench. Rhyperior coming in to replace him. Now Moon not making any adjustments, at least currently. Second free throw shot by Magnezone is no good. Gardevoir to Charizard. Had a lane there, decides not to go for it. Blocked by Dracozolt. Passes over to Togekiss. Togekiss driving down court. Mid-range shot, no good. Blossom nearly had the rebound, but Amtrak's just to be able to get it. Instead, Gardevoir going inside now. Gardevoir, layup is in. And don't look now, Hammerlock is now nearly at a 20-point lead.
And Gardevoir has 13 points tonight, 8 of them from inside. Completely different type of gameplay from what they had in their first week. They were doing a lot of 3-point shooting.
Mid-range shot by Mount Moon is no good. Rhyperior with the rebound. Over to Gardevoir. Gardevoir to Rhyperior. Inside and gets it in.
The rebound game, very different. Hammerlock has 27 rebounds compared to Mount Moon with 18. That's a big difference there between these two teams.
Togekiss wide open right underneath the basket. Gets a shot. And right now, despite that, Hammerlock's bench is outscoring Mount Moon's bench by 10 points. That might be where a big chunk of this difference is. Hammerlock up 42-23 now, nearly a 20-point game. Tough shot there is no good. Togekiss is going to head to the line. Or Togekiss is fouling, sorry. The Hammerlock player, that's their second foul as we look and see who exactly is heading to the line for Hammerlock side.
Take a break. 2 shots.
First shot by Hammerlock's player is good. Second shot coming up now. It's no good on that one. Scolipede with the rebound. Togekiss now. Over to Dracozolt. Magnezone. There's a mismatch inside potentially, but they're not going to use it. Fading 3-point shot is no good. Gardevoir with the rebound. Brings it up court themselves. Over to Charizard, who I believe was the one that took that free throw earlier. Ham Toxtricity. Spins. Layup, no good. Scolipede rebounds it. Magnezone with the ball. Driving. Back out to Togekiss. Togekiss gets a screen. Goes inside, gets the switch they wanted. Layup, no good though. Good defense there by the big fellas. Gardevoir on Hammerlock's side to Charizard. Double team now. Passing around. Charizard fakes the three. Over to Rhyperior. Gardevoir, Sceptile, Hammerlock passing it around everywhere. Inside to Amtoxtricity. Over to Sceptile, what a play! And Sceptile dunks it in. What a play, Amtoxtricity. Finding the streaking Sceptile going behind them, just flicks it behind their back. A great assist into a great pass. Or great assist into a great shot, sorry. Colossal takes a three-point shot, that's no good. Drake's old offensive rebound is good on that play. What a sensational pass there, previously on Hammerlock's last possession. They have the ball now inside. Charizard dunks it in. Hangs on the basket as well, as Charizard is 2-for-2 from the field goal range. 5 points tonight.
A great play. Look, everybody's able to jump in this league. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they decide to pull it out.
Okay, so over to Colossal. Scolipede, who is inside the three-point line at the top of the key, over to Magnezone for a wide-open shot. It's good. And right now, Hammerlock is up 47-27 with 5:20 remaining. Gardevoir with the ball. It's a tough shot. Hits the front of the rim. They get their own rebound and puts it in. What a play there.
Look, at this point, if you can get your own rebound, you know you're controlling this game. Umbreon's forced to take a timeout now.
Gardevoir knows that they've been succeeding in this game. They are very, very excited about how they've been playing so far. And the team as a whole, Hammerlock, going out to a big lead, just like they did last week. Is there any way Mount Moon can come back from this?
Of course there is. It just involves a lot of shooting good and stopping Hammerlock, and I'm not sure which one of those is more difficult to do. Now, honestly speaking, it might be stopping Hammerlock. Right now, Hammerlock is up 49-27. That's a 22-point lead. 5:06 remaining in the second quarter. Now, I know this is the second half, but this does not feel particularly comforting for Mount Moon side of things. Perhaps it's home field advantage. Home field advantage might be making a big difference. In this matchup, Hammerlock's first game was a dominant victory that was more or less out of the picture, out of reach for the opposing team within the second or third quarter. This is turning out similarly.
Hammerlock's timeout is over. They're going to inbound the ball here. As we get set for that occur. And here we are. 5:06 remaining. Mount Moon inbounds to Colossal. Over to Delphox. Magnezone with the ball now. Scolipede takes the shot off the backboard. No good. Tipped up. Colossal with the offensive rebound. No good on their shot. Rhyperior with that defensive rebound on Hammerlock's side. A tough shot there. No good. Delphox for Mount Moon with the rebound. Bringing it up court. Drives inside. Gets a shot, no. Scolipede puts it up and in, plus the foul. You're going to go to the line for a three-point play opportunity here.
Now, Scolipede is playing smart, going inside, making sure they can get any rebounds that occur. You see right there, that's a clear foul by Amtoxtricity, I believe.
Looks like there's some substitutions going on Hammerlock's side. And the free throw shot will come momentarily. There we go. Shot by Scolipede is up and good. is now a 19-point game. Hammerlock up 49-30. 4:30 remaining. Rhyperior with the ball now. Inside, stripped. Scolipede with the steal, driving down court themselves. It's a one-on-one opportunity. They take a tough, tested shot. And Sceptile, able to grab that missed rebound. Charizard, wide open mid-range. No good. Played all, tip up and in. Hammerlock scores there.
Hammerlock right now is shooting 53%. Umbreon's 28%. Umbreon's have had more shot opportunities as well.
Deltox takes a long shot. That's no good. Playdol rebounds it. Sceptile on Hammerlock's side, bringing it up court. Fakes the long two. Over to Charizard. Spinning around in circles. The three-point shot is no good on Hammerlock's side. Delphox with the rebound. Brings it up court themselves. Inside, Scolipede is fouled on that play. That's a third foul by Sceptile. He's likely going to head to the bench. Scolipede is going to head to the line again.
Yeah, it was just Scolipede right there. Easy play opportunity. Sceptile had to foul it to stop that shot, basically.
And the free throws for Scolipede. First one is good. Easy shot there. Hammerlock making some substitutions, some movements as well. Funnily enough, Scolipede is technically in that shooting guard right now, which is a funny sight to see.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. They're going ultra big there. If they have Scolipede playing shooting guard, clearly not great. Scolipede misses that second free throw shot.
Now Moon is playing extremely big. We'll see if that's successful for them. Inside, spin, shot, no good. And Claydol with the offensive rebound tries to get a shot up. Delphox fouls him, and Claydol's heading to the line.
Shooter two.
Two free throw shots here. Hammerlock trying to get their lead expanded even more. They've been hovering around that 20-point margin. The first one missing does not help that cause. Looks like Scolipede's time as shooting guard has ended, and Inteleon coming in to replace him. On Hammerlock's time, Zoroark and Houndoom are switching around positions. Second shot by Claydol is no good, rims out. They've missed another free throw. Electivire with that rebound, and Inteleon bringing it up the court. Inteleon fakes the shot, no good. They didn't take the shot, my apologies. Tentacruel takes the shot, no good. Zoroark is bringing it up the court for Hammerlock. Tip shot, Houndoom somehow grabs that. Layup air balls, which is a sign of that play just getting rushed. Tentacruel bringing it up court now. Bully balls it, tries a shot. Good defense there by Claydol to stop it.
The Hammerlock has been able to just stifle Mount Moon for minutes at a time, which has been the big difference here.
Zoroark mid-range is good, and Hammerlock is now over 20-point lead. Tonight already, Hammerlock has 16 assists. Tentacruel with the ball now. Electivire. This would be a long three-point shot if they attempted it. Over to Delphox. Pangoro gets a screen. Pangoro, mid-range. No good. Electivire with the offensive rebound, put back up and in.
Yeah, the big thing, Mount Moon has been able to keep it steady, but the problem is they're keeping it steady at minus 20, so they gotta find a way to be able to do some damage here. They have to stop Hammerlock. That is the big thing.
Doom with the ball to Sceptile. It's the corner to Zoroark, to Gallade, to Houndoom, the three. No good. Pangoro with the rebound. Over to Tentacruel, bringing it up the court for Mount Moon, just streaking. Down court, no play developing there. Delphox to Intellia. Players in motion. Over to Delphox. Pangoro, Tentacruel, Intellia. Drives inside. Free throw shot effectively is no good. Gallade rebounds it for Hammerlock. Passes over to Houndoom. Houndoom, this will be a long two. For three. No good shot there by the Hammerlock player. Electivire driving up court. It's a one-on-one situation. Takes the free throw shot. No good. Pangoro offensive rebound. Puts it up and in. And the lead with 58 seconds remaining in the second is now only 18 points. Side shot, no good. Pangoro with the rebound, passes it up to Intellion. Spins. Double teamed right now. Gets the switch they wanted. Intellion takes a shot. Sceptile with another foul. That's their 14th foul, second personal foul. With 35 seconds remaining, Mount Moon is going to get, Intellion in particular from Mount Moon, is going to take two free throw shots. First shot is good. And with 35 seconds left, Hammerlock has decided to shift around their lineup more. Get some players in there that they think will be best suited for this particular situation.
And we'll see how exactly that works out. Again, 35 seconds left with the shot clock on. This is going to be a long developing play that Hammerlock is likely going to do.
Now Moon and Intellion sinks their second free throw. Sure enough, a play is developing and it is a long-term play. Empor at the logo at midcourt to Sceptile. Inside, mid-range. No good, but Pangoro is called for the shooting foul. And Hammerlock is gonna head to the line.
Take a break. Take a break. Two shots.
And here comes the two free throw shots. First shot is good.
Yeah, it looks like Mount Moon's going to do some substitutions and Intellion's coming off the court. In exchange, Magnezone is heading on. We're going to have one last play to score some points here. 17-point game right now before the second free throw shot.
Blade's first free throw went in. The second one is also in. It's now an 18-point game. Mount Moon is likely going to burn the rest of the clock. Get up a shot. 8 seconds remaining. Pass over. Delphox for three. No good. And that is halftime. Hammerlock is up after two quarters, 55-37. A dominant performance after a back-and-forth affair to start things off. Leads us with our lead here. Before we head out, Alfred, anything that you think both teams are going to look for?
Well, they're going to look for, you know, how to adjust in this sort of situation. On the Hammerlock side, they're going to try to keep things exactly the same. For Mount Moon, they got to figure out a way to be able to stop the rebound game that Hammerlock has been able to do so far. Get more offensive rebounds and get easier shots. A lot of their shots have been extremely tough.
Well, that wraps up the first two quarters. We'll see you after this. Welcome back, everyone. The start of the third quarter is moments away as Hammerlock is up 55-37 over the Mount Moon Umbreons. What exactly are we expecting in this second half?
Well, from Hammerlock's side, you're going to expect Guardford right now has been the key point. 15 points in this game, 4 rebounds and 2 assists has been the focal point of Hammerlock's offense throughout that first two quarters. I expect Gardevoir to be, they're going to start trying to get Gardevoir even more points here unless Mount Moon decides to stop Gardevoir, at which point the new game becomes, can they stop the two-point assault that Hammerlock is putting in?
Mount Moon, he starts with the ball, Drakazolt inside, tries to take a tough layup, it's no good, Gardevoir with the rebound, brings it up court themselves. Inside to Charizard with a lane and a dunk! Charizard, it's so fun to see Charizard, players that are relatively short, just go out there and jump up because they're practically flying in the air as they make their shots.
Yeah, absolutely. As the ball is stripped out, Umbreon's ball there. Looks like one of the Umbreon players lost it when they were bringing it up the court. But yeah, it's so fun to see, you know, the heights that these players can climb to throughout this game.
Mount Moon going to throw it in. Inside to Magnezone. It's a screen inside. To Delphox, who does not make the shot, but Sceptile called for the foul there. That's their third personal foul. And now Mount Moon is heading to the line for 2 free throw shots.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, Sceptile in the last game fouled out, so this could be a situation. Sceptile might be a foul-heavy player on Hammerlock's side. They have their pros and cons, I suppose, but at this point in the game, you do not want to be giving up these fouls and opportunities for Mount Moon to get some momentum.
First free throw shot is good on Mount Moon's side of things. Second shot by Delphox is good. And we are back to an 18-point game.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're back to an 18-point game. We're back to a heavy double-digit deficit here that Mount Moon has continued to keep at this pace.
Gardevoir inside for the slam.
Exactly. Situations like that just bring things right back to where, you know, the original point was, where Hammerlock is struggling. Hammerlock is doing fine. Mount Moon is struggling to close this gap.
Inside shot, no good. Rhyperior called for the first personal foul of the game on Scolipede, who's going to head to the line.
Yeah, Scolipede heads to the line for their free throw shots. I want to talk about Gardevoir, who's currently at what I think, if I'm looking at my math correctly, has been playing for 14 minutes and has 17 points. That's a good sign. If your points are higher than your minutes played, You're contributing to the team.
Skullabeat's first free throw shot of this pair is good. And now back to a 19-point lead for Hammerlock, up 59-40 with 10:46 in the third. Second shot by Scolipede is good as well.
Not sure what's more surprising, honestly. The fact that Hammerlock has been this dominant for multiple games, the way that they've done it. In Mount Moon right now, we're early in the third, sure, but Mount Moon has just crossed the 40-point margin.
Sceptile inside, now Amtrakstricity to Sceptile, the Gardevoir back to Amtrakstricity to Sceptile. Takes a three-point shot where they barely jumped on that play. No good, hits the rebound, Mount Moon with the ball now inside. Scolipede, easy layup there. They were wide open, no one was in the paint with them.
Yeah, somehow they forgot to look for the 7'7" guy inside the paint all by themselves. I'm not sure how, but you know, there they go.
Charizard, tough layup shot, no good. And Act Zone on Mount Moon recovers the rebound. Great result, inside to Scolipede, another layup is in. Now watch what, look at what Mount Moon's doing. Mount Moon is trying to force people to go inside the paint. Scolipede with the size advantage on their defender, able to make some big movements there. Charizard takes a three-point shot, no good. Scolipede with the rebound. Scolipede's on fire right now. Delphox has the ball now. Fox spin move. No good. I thought they had that layup, but Rhyperia able to grab that defensive rebound. Double teamed is Gardevoir over to Rhyperia. Fouled by Dracozolt. They're going to head to the line.
Yeah, as they take two free throw shots here, the lead has cut down to a 14-point lead. This almost looks like Mount Moon has a bit of momentum, but before we go that far, once Amarlok sinks in a couple free throws, now all of a sudden it turns into a 16-point game.
This assumes, of course, that they are able to make those shots. First one, there you go. It looks like you jinxed it. You jinxed it. It's no good.
Yeah, I guess it's not the great idea there. Delphox heading out and Togekiss coming in to replace them on Mount Moon's side, I believe.
Second shot here. This to make it a 15-point game. Rhyperia shot. Is no good. They miss another free throw. Colossal with the rebound.
Oh boy, maybe I did jinx them.
Outside, a three-point shot by Mount Moon is no good. Scolipede with the offensive rebound, puts it up. No good, gets the offensive rebound again and lays it up and in. As Hammerlock calls a timeout now.
Hey, don't look now. Mount Moon now 12-point deficit. Hammerlock wants to call this timeout and try to figure out something.
We'll be right back after the 60-second break. And we are back, Alfred. Game getting closer now. Hammerlock actually has somewhat of a threat here as the lead has been cut down to a 12-point lead. They bring the ball up the court. Charizard with the ball now over to Gardevoir. Takes a three-point shot. No good.
Hey, Gardevoir has not been as successful as they are from three, or doesn't feel like it, as Dracozolt tries their own long shot. No good.
Rhyperia with that rebound. Dracozolt. Magnezone with the strip there on Mount Moonside brings it up court themselves. Tough shot. Togekiss puts it up and in on the offensive rebound. The putback is good, and don't look now. It's a 10-point game.
Yeah, Amarlok up only 59-48 now. Amarlok has all of a sudden struggled to score over the past couple of minutes.
Interior to Charizard. Charizard looking for a lane here. Over to Gardevoir, who takes a three. No good. Colossal with the rebound.
They're getting the play schemed up for Gardevoir, and Gardevoir's not able to put them down. Got the guard post action here.
Scolipede, Togekiss now to Dracozolt as they pass it around. Colossal with the ball now. Over to Magnezone. Everybody's touched it. 2 seconds left. Magnezone fading, two-point shot. No good. Gardevoir with the rebound. Gardevoir. Hammerlock side bringing it up court. Steps back over to Sceptile. Charizard inside Amtoxtricity. Back up to Sceptile. That's an offensive 3-second violation by Hammerlock. It's now Umbreon's ball again.
That's not a smart play there. You gotta know how long you're inside the paint for.
Almoon now has a chance to grab some momentum here. Scolipede is fouled by Rhyperior. That's Rhyperior's second foul. Scolipede heading to the line here. Easy call there.
Rhyperior directly grabs his bicep as the shot is about to be made. That's an easy shooting foul.
Take a break. Two shots.
10-point game here. Hammerlock up 59-49 with 7:19 remaining as Mount Moon tries to make this a single-digit lead, and that first shot is no good by Scolipede.
Some adjustments made on Mount Moon's side. Players are shifting around. Pangoro, for example, is now back on the court. Rhyperior on Hammerlock's side is heading out. Embor coming in to replace them.
Second free throw shot by Scolipede is good, and we are now back to a single digit lead. Neither team has been particularly fantastic at the free throw line.
Yeah, they've been okay. That's not too great. Hammerlock has not hit a free throw this half, though.
Embor with the mid-range shot is no good, and Mount Moon with another rebound by Scolipede in this case. Magnezone breaking it up the court now. Makes the spin, easy place. That's another foul, a shooting foul on Charizard. Refs are having no argument about it.
Take a break. Two shots.
And here comes two free throw shots on Mount Moon's side. This lead getting smaller and smaller. The first free throw shot is good. Mount Moon doing some adjustments here. Pangoro moving to center, and Scolipede is heading out and replaced with Tentacruel. On Hammerlock's side, Gardevoir is heading out.
Yeah, and Houndoom is going to be the one that replaces them.
Second free throw shot by Magnezone is good, and we are now at a 7-point game. Sceptile brings it up the court for Hammerlock. Over to Houndoom, back to Sceptile. Everybody inside. This is very big isolation. Damn Chostricity. On the near side. Gets the switch they wanted inside. Houndoom, layup is in. First point in the wild there for Hammerlock.
The field goal percentage update 45% on Hammerlock's side, 28% on Umbreon's, or I think it was.
Houndoom with the rebound.
Over to Charizard.
Sceptile blocked and out of bounds. That's Hammerlock's ball.
Some more adjustments here. Magnezone and Dracozolt coming on. Delphox and Electivire on the court now as the other two head off. Hammerlock's side, Charizard and Namtoxtricity are replaced with Zoroark and Gallade.
9-point game here as Hammerlock inbounds the ball. Embor, the Zoroark, Sceptile, 3-point shot is no good. Tentacruel with the rebound. Over to Electivire.
Sceptile has not done great, only 4 points in this game and rough shooting percentages. Pangoro
gets the rebound but no good on that one. And Hammerlock brings it back up the court again. Euro step, no good. Tentacruel with the ball from Mount Moon side of things. Inside. Togekiss now. Mount Moon. 9-point game here. Delphox for three. No good. Ambor with the rebound for Hammerlock. Sceptile brings it up the court. Sceptile takes a three. In and out of the rim, but no good. Tentacruel with the defensive rebound to Electivire. Electivire double team now, and that's some ruckus there. A reach in foul called on Gallade. And we now shift over. Looks like that's going to call four.
Take a break. Take a break. Two shots.
Two free throw shots here. First shot is good. It looks like some adjustments are being made. Electivire and Tentacruel on Mount Moon side of things are just going to switch positions here. On Hammerlock's side, Sceptile and Houndoom. Houndoom's going to shift over to Sceptile's position while Claydol comes in to replace Sceptile. Electivire's second free throw shot is good as well. And we are now at a 7-point game with 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter.
The comeback has occurred. It is real. The question is, will it officially finish?
Over to Houndoom. Hammerlock trying to look for some points here. Claydol. Come back now to the 3-point line. Over to Embor. Tough fading shot. Is no good. Doesn't even hit the rim. That counts as a shot clock violation. And it's now Umbreon's ball.
Angoro bringing it up the court now.
Double team there. Electivire for three. No good. Embor with the rebound. Houndoom with the ball now. Over to Claydol. Claydol to Zoroark. Back out to Embor. Embor's got an open lane. Not able to go fast enough, but Gallade. But that pass goes in.
Yeah, despite that, Umbreon's in the last 7 minutes are going on a 17-6 run as Togekiss has the ball now.
Over to Delphox. To Electivire. Crowd yelling for defense. Will defense show up? Electivire over to Togekiss. That play broke down. Down to Pangoro. They're at the logo right now. Spin. Long three. No good. Houndoom with the rebound. 3.5 minutes remaining. 63-54 is your score. Hammerlock on top. But then that dunk changes things again. 65-54 Hammerlock.
Yeah, despite the success by Mount Moon to be able to score some points, they're still losing the field goal percentage battle.
So after that shot by Pangoro, things might change a little bit there. Not as bad of a losing effort on the field goal percentage side. Laid with the ball now to Claydol, to Houndoom. 3 minutes and counting. Gallade posting up. Inside and in.
Yeah, they were just able to post up. A good job of using the baseline to their advantage despite being on the offense. Able to just sneak in on that play.
Goro with the ball now, driving inside. Tentacruel with the layup. A good pass by Pangoro to Tentacruel. And the lead is now a 9-point lead again. Spin move inside. Now back out. Houndoom. Play it all. Step back, takes the shot, a fading shot. No good on that shot. Electivire with that rebound. 2 minutes remaining on the clock here. Mount Moon, mid-range shot, no good. Embor with that rebound to Gallade. Gallade to Houndoom. Houndoom to Claydol. Gallade, long two-shot is no good. Togekiss with that rebound from Mount Moonside, and all of a sudden the scoring seems to have evaporated.
Yeah, scoring seems to have just disappeared all of a sudden. Togekiss to Delphox now.
Delphox over to Togekiss, a three. No good, rims out. Gallade with the rebound. 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining on the clock. Gallade bringing it up court. Zorak for three, no good. Embor gets the offensive rebound over four people and fouled in the process. Electivire fouls Embor, who is now going to head to the line.
Yeah, Embor's going to have an opportunity here. Two more free throws and get this lead back to double digits the way that Hammerlock likes to keep it.
First free throw shot is good.
Houndoom is heading off the court on Hammerlock's side. Gonna be replaced by the backup's backup.
Second shot is good by Embor. We are now at an 11-point game here. Togekiss bringing it up the court from Mount Moon, and they call a timeout. This Mount Moon timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. And we are back now. Players in adjustment. Hammerlock has brought in Sceptile as point guard as Mount Moon has the ball. Pangoro passes out to Delphox. Back to Pangoro. Tentacruel fakes the three again. Spin, Togekiss. Out to Delphox for three. No good.
Yeah, good attempt there, but just not able to do it. Sceptile drives inside.
And Sceptile misses the layup. I thought they had it over Tentacruel, but mistaken on that play. And Mount Moon bringing it back again inside. Pangoro, an easy dunk.
Pangoro just wide open on that play. 8 points tonight, all of them inside the paint. Pangoro has been that inside threat for Mount Moon.
Gallade has the ball right now. We are back to a single-digit lead here for Hammerlock, up 69-60. Gallade inside, layup gets it in. And we're now back to a double-digit lead.
As Pangoro brings it up the court, watch and see if Mount Moon starts trying to take more threes to get this lead.
Inside, easy layup there. Great play for Mount Moon. They're just trading layups back and forth between each other. Hammerlock deciding to let the ball and the clock tick out. Gets a screen. Gallade, mid-range shot. No good. Tentacruel not going to try a shot there. And that ends the third quarter in this matchup. A closer game than the first one indeed. As Hammerlock is currently up over Mount Moon, 71-62. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter right after this. Welcome back, everyone, to this matchup between Hammerlock and Mount Moon. Second game of the ARBA season underway. Amarlok on top of Mount Moon now as we head into the beginning of the fourth quarter. Alfred, what do you think the setup is here?
Well, the game has kind of boiled down to this Amarlok passes it in to start the fourth quarter. It's boiled down to Amarlok trying to take hold of this lead while Mount Moon slowly and steadily getting a comeback in. The question is, how is Mount Moon going to make adjustments, because they are still double digits away? They're 9 points down right now, but still, for the most part, it's roughly a 10-point lead they've got to cut into.
Scolipede inside for Mount Moon. That's probably an easy way to do it. That dunk right there makes the score 71-64 with 11:30 remaining. Charizard with the ball now. Passes over Gardevoir for three. No good. Gardevoir has struggled today compared to what they did last week.
Yeah, it's been rough from three in particular. They're 1-for-7 from three. Now, granted, they still have already scored 17 points. They've had a lot of shots inside, but their three-point shot has not been on today.
Magnezone, the ball for Mount Moon inside to Delphox. Tries to take a shot. The layup is good, and it is now a five-point game.
Yeah, despite the fact that Basketball Club has shot 41% compared to Umbreon's 31%, Umbreon's are making a comeback here. They've had more shots as well, which has helped.
Pass inside to Gardevoir for the layup is good, and that is how Gardevoir has done their damage today.
Exactly. Gardevoir, three-point shot not working. They go inside, get some easy layups, get some dunks here and there, and get the points the hard way.
Gregozolt with the ball now for Mount Moon. Over to Magnezone. It's a screen. Posting up, back up to Scolipede for three. And that's no good. Sceptile with the rebound. Brings it up court for Amarlok, trying to get this lead back to double digits. Sceptile. Dribbling inside, Embor. Double team, takes the floater. No good. Rhyperior with the offensive rebound and the easy layup. Nearly runs into people after nearly falling down there, but Rhyperior able to get the offensive rebound, put back up and in.
Isolation here.
Magnezone, long two, no good. Embor with the rebound. And over to Gardevoir now. Gardevoir out to Charizard. Charizard just running across the three-point line inside. Layup is no good, but Magnezone with their first personal foul of the game. And that'll lead Charizard to the line.
Yeah, it was a tough shot. I'm not sure if that foul was necessary. It looked like the block was coming in by another Mount Moon player, but here they are, Charizard for Amarlok here. Going to try to get this lead back to double digits with two free throw shots.
Charizard's first shot is good. As we get some substitutions here, the lead, a 10-point lead. Embor is coming off the court for Amarlok in exchange for Amped Toxtricity. 10-point lead now. This next free throw shot could potentially make it an 11-point lead with 9:32 remaining in the fourth quarter. And it is good. 77-66 is our score right now, 9:30 and counting on the clock. Driving inside, that shot is no good. Rhyperior rebounds it for Amarlok. Brings it up court themselves. Stops at the three-point line. Over to Sceptile. Gardevoir, Rhyperior inside. Posting up, they've got the mismatch that they want, and Rhyperior is fouled by Delphox defending. That's their second personal foul. Looks like Rhyperior is heading to the line.
Yeah, it might not make for an entertaining game, but if Rhyperior and the rest of Amarlok are going to try to win this off of foul shots, hey, whatever works, works, all right?
Rhyperior now at the free throw line. And that first shot is good. Great play here. The fans now, you can hear barely a mutter as compared to when Mount Moon is taking free throw shots here. Second free throw shot by Rhyperior is no good. Looks like Charizard with the rebound. Scolipede bringing it up court. Passes over Delphox for three. No good. Charizard rebounds it. Charizard bringing it up court themselves. Delphox in this game has a shot from Gardevoir is no good. Delphox in this game, 12 points. As Delphox takes a shot here and gets to that total now at 14.
Yeah, their percentages aren't really great, but Delphox, at this point, percentages are out of the question. Can you get the ball in the basket at the end of the day? That's the main focus.
Charizard fakes the drive. Wide open is Gardevoir for three at the top of the key, and it's in! Gardevoir's three-point shot finally hits after a near dozen attempts. And Hammerlock is now up 81-68. That single-digit lead becoming more and more of a moment of the past. Mount Moon has the ball. Colossal pass over to Magnezone for three. Responds again. Magnezone responds in kind, and we are now at a 10-point lead.
Yeah, it's funny, the moment you mentioned that this lead was, oh, it's about to drive up to maybe 15, 20 points.
There you go. Charizard with the short shot, pushing this lead 83-71 now. Now Moon looking for something here. Inside, double team, pass out to Scolipede. Colossal at the free throw line. Fakes a shot, goes inside, and an easy play there. Colossal gracefully going inside.
Yeah, what a play there by Colossal. Just breaks through. They were double teamed at one point in that possession. Rhyperior with a dunk.
Great play by Rhyperior, but as you were saying.
Yeah, so gracefully going and splitting the defense and just kind of lays it up and then flicks it like a finger roll almost.
Scolipede for Mount Moon for three, puts it in. A 10-point lead. Scolipede the leader for Mount Moon with 21 points. Gardevoir leading Hammerlock with 22. Amptoxtricity misses the easy layup guarded by Colossal. Draco's old bringing it up court.
Amptoxtricity only 3 points. Oh, what, 1 for 5, sorry.
Shot is no good for Mount Moon as Amptoxtricity gets the rebound. Rhyperior over to Charizard. Charizard double teamed at one point. Amptoxtricity going inside and blocked on the play. I think that was Scolipede with the block. Dracozolt with the ball now for Mount Moon. Inside, Delphox layup, good. And looks like Hammerlock is going to call a timeout here. Score 85-77. It is an 8-point game with just under 6 remaining. 5:58 on the clock. So with this timeout, Mount Moon, they've got a few more timeouts in the bank. If they can get this game a little close, they can start advancing the ball. But right now, 8-point game. This has been a very good game, all things considered, for Mount Moon. But of course, it's not good enough unless they get the victory.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's the big focus here. They got to just make sure they can whittle down the lead. They've been successful at doing that over the past, you know, couple of minutes. I'd say the past quarter and a half. But Hammerlock has always been one step ahead. Even now, with the lead, an 8-point lead, 6 minutes remaining, they got to find a way of winning each minute. Now, to win each minute, of course, that usually means one of two things. A, you get the shot, and B, you stop the other team from being able to get a shot. A little bit tougher, but Mount Moon has shown the ability to cut down on this lead, and they continue it.
Player of the game, assuming Hammerlock wins this, in our opinion, who do you think, Alfred?
Well, it's got to be Gardevoir. Gardevoir's three-point shot, not great today, but they've been able to get some good assists, get some easy layups there. Off the backboard and everything. It's been a very good performance overall for Gardevoir despite poor three-point shooting percentages.
And speaking of Gardevoir, they may have a shot here as Hammerlock has the ball. Charizard passes over to Sceptile after the inbound pass Gardevoir to Charizard. Driving inside, Charizard. Euro steps, no good. Magnezone with the rebound.
That's step one. Step two is scoring points here.
Belfox to Colossal. Loses the ball, but picks it back up. Colossal inside. Delphox takes the layup, and it's no good. Amptoxicity with the rebound. Passing inside. Rhyperior, easy lane, and just lays it up and in.
Rhyperior's done fantastic today. 15 points on 7-for-8 shooting and 10 rebounds. They've been a high percentage player.
Magnezone with the ball now for Mount Moon. Takes the long two, and it's good. Gardevoir with the ball now for Hammerlock. Short pass to Rhyperior for long two. That's off the rim, no good. Delphox rebounds it. Delphox drives inside. Tough layup. Able to get it in despite Rhyperior guarding them, and Rhyperior's a good foot and a half taller.
Yeah, great play there. Being able to get that ball high enough that Rhyperior isn't able to grab it while still being good form.
Gardevoir for three, nearly rims out but puts it in. That's a good play there. Score right now 90-81, Hammerlock on top.
Yeah, that was the worst thing that could have happened for Hammerlock. A three-point shot by a player that's finding their groove, not great.
Fadeaway mid-range shot, no good. Sceptile bringing it up the court. It's a 2-on-1 situation. Sceptile goes for the mid-range shot. Charizard offensive rebound, lays it up and in. Mount Moon right now, it's an 11-point game. 92-81 with 3:30 remaining. As they have the ball, waiting for a play to develop. Inside, Delphox blocked by Amptoxicity. Passes it up to Charizard. Up to Gardevoir, driving inside. The ball is stripped. Colossal with the catch there, I guess. Delphox inside, Scolipede, layup is good.
Look at that team basketball Mount Moon is working on there, just passing the ball, making sure it's not in the hands of a single player for an extended period of time on the fast break.
Taking a fast break here, Gardevoir inside to Charizard for the slam. 3 minutes remaining. Delphox brings it up court for Mount Moon, passes it to Scolipede at the top of the three-point line. Inside, drives, flicks it up, no good. Rhyperior with the rebound. Brings it up court themselves. Rhyperior out to Gardevoir, drives. Floater is good. And all of a sudden, Gardevoir has been on fire.
Hey, this team as a whole isn't a big mid-range shooting team, but Gardevoir's got 4 of their 27 points on the mid-range.
Gardevoir's been on fire as of late. They pass, Mount Moon passes out to Dracozolt, to Delphox. Hand off to Scolipede. Now over to Dracozolt on the near side. Magnezone, wide open three, is good. All of a sudden, both teams are just scoring three-pointers out of nowhere.
Yeah, we were talking about how the three-point game has been struggling for both teams. Now both players, both Gardevoir, Magnezone, and a number of others have been on fire.
Here's Gardevoir, misses that shot. Over to a streaking Delphox, double-teamed. Shot no good, rebound by Dracozolt, and is fouled on the play by Charizard. That's Charizard's third foul. And Dracozolt heading to the line with 1:47 remaining, a 10-point game, 96-86, Hammerlock on top.
Take a break. Two shots.
This is going to be tough here. Hammerlock up by 10, so Mount Moon has to somehow find 10 points in this roughly 2 minutes here. Now, the free throw shots here will help tremendously.
That first shot is good. Surprised we haven't seen many substitutions. There have been a lot of them throughout the entire game, but not many here.
Yeah, but the players that both teams want are on the court right now. So that's the thing that they want to focus on. Just the players that are in the zone, keep them in the zone.
Rigsold's second shot is no good. Rhyperior rebounds it. It's a 9-point game as a result. Passes to Charizard at the top of the 3-point line, just in front of the logo. Guarded heavily. They've got isolation, but really trying to develop the play. And that's an illegal screen by Amptoxtricity. That is not a good play, and as a result, that's going to count as a turnover. It's now Mount Moon's ball. Magnezone with the ball here. Over to Dracozolt for three. No good. Rhyperior rebounds it. Sceptile has the ball now for Hammerlock. We're now approaching 1:15. Gardevoir has the ball. Time ticking off the clock here. Passes out Charizard. 3-point shot. No good. Scolipede with the rebound for Mount Moon. Dracozolt takes a three. No good. Sceptile rebounds it. And that more or less finishes it up here. It's going to be tough to see Mount Moon scoring 9 points in 50 seconds. Over to Sceptile now for Hammerlock. Double teamed inside. Rhyperior slams it in. Magnezone bringing it up court for Mount Moon. They're going to hurry if they want to try to do something here. Moving around inside the Delphox on the far three-point line inside. Lays it up. No good. Colossal offensive rebound up and in. But with 29 seconds left, this game is all but over. Hammerlock is up 98-89. 24 seconds left and counting. Pass out to Gardevoir. Guarded very heavily. Gets the screen. And the switch they wanted inside. Amptoxtricity. Bingo. Hammerlock is now at 100 points. Delphox with 12 seconds remaining. That is going to wrap it up here. Hammerlock is going to take the victory on this one. As we hear that countdown, last shot here. Dracozolt, three. No good, and that wraps it up. Hammerlock wins this one, 189 over the Mount Moon Umbreons. Hammerlock goes to 2-0. Mount Moon loses their first matchup of the season. Alfred, your takeaway from this game?
Hammerlock is able to play defense with the best of them. Gardevoir doesn't need to be efficient to score. And Mount Moon has talent. We'll see if they can bring it back in their next game.
Well, that wraps up this one for everyone here on Adjoran Region Sports, including Alfred, my compatriot here. I'm AJ saying thank you very much. And until next time, take care.